Greetings, everyone. Here is the third in our 5-minute recordings, which are designed to help you be a better facilitator. You'll remember that in the first one, we spoke about outcomes, in the second, about assessment. But today, we want to talk a little bit about what you should do when you teach your students in order to succeed as a facilitator. In some countries, it has been the practice that a teacher stands in front of the class, often with the lesson notes or a textbook in his or her hand, and talks for the whole lesson. It's like believing that I have a jug full of knowledge, and that if I simply pour that jug into the students' heads, they will know everything by the end of the session. However, research confirms that this simply does not work. It is not effective. In a study on recall, after listening to a seminar, students forgot more than 90% of the points from the lecture after 14 days. The so-called learning pyramid, sometimes referred to as the cone of learning, developed by the National Training Laboratory, suggests that most students only remember about 10% of what they read from textbooks, but retain nearly 90% of what they learn through teaching others. So how can we ensure that the time we spend with our students in class actually leads them to learn? Well, here are a few tips. 1, keep the learning to small bites. Student attention spans are short, especially in our modern world where there are so many stimuli each day. So don't speak too long and don't use a boring monotone. 2, don't just talk. The traditional model may have been for the teacher to lead the lesson, but in the contemporary classroom, students are often busier than the teacher. So the classroom becomes a place to explore and discuss. If you can, give your students worksheets, activities, and projects so that they're fully active and involved. None of these mean that you'll become redundant. Far from it. Your role now is to engage with students, moving from one individual or group to another, contributing, evaluating, encouraging. 3, keep asking questions. For example, if you were teaching the outcome on the 10 main events in the Old Testament, you could throw in an interest question like, "So how many days was Noah on board the ark?" This kind of question also helps to get rid of many of the false teachings that have been passed down through generations. For example, many will answer 40 days and 40 nights to this question. When they hear what the Bible actually says, they'll be shocked, but they will also never forget. 4, appreciate their contribution. This doesn't mean that you should automatically accept their answer as correct, but you can be kind in the way you correct them if they're wrong. 4, use groups to improve participation. Divide the class into smaller groups, and then you can set a question for discussion and tell them that in 10 minutes you'll be looking for an answer from each group. They will need to appoint someone to report back. 5, allow them to evaluate each other's contribution. But again, they need to do this with kindness and respect. And lastly, let students do some of the teaching. Give a few of them a small section ahead of time and tell them that in the next class, you will ask them to teach the class for a few minutes. Remember that they retain nearly 90% of what they learn through teaching others. So what is the conclusion? The word facilitator is a good one to describe what you do, because your role is to help your students learn by providing inputs that get them to be able to demonstrate each outcome. If you use some of the tips I've listed, you will not only make their learning experience more meaningful, but you will have a much greater chance of succeeding in this aim.